Tuesday, the 15th of July, 1913. Woodward aids chief in vice crusade. The Atlanta Georgian. Tuesday, July 15th, 1913. Mayor Woodward entered the fight which Chief Beavers is waging against vice in Atlanta Tuesday, when he told of a Negro dive in Blind Tiger, which he said had been reported to him Tuesday morning by a man whose name he refuses to make public. This man, Mayor Woodward declared, had told him he had seen policemen passing through an alley in the direction of the Blind Tiger, though none of them had actually been seen to enter the place. Chief Beavers ordered an investigation. Captain Poole has been given particular instructions to probe the report that policemen visit the place, declaring that 50% of the women arrested during the months of June and July were young girls. Mrs. Mary Bonefeld, police matron, Tuesday afternoon, placed the blame for present conditions on the immodest dress now worn by women and also on the paint and powder demanded by the dictates of fashion. The dress that women are wearing nowadays, she declared, is a crime and is the cause of the downfall of so many young girls. Men are encouraged to make advances when they see a girl on the streets wearing immodest and indecent clothing and with her face painted and powdered. Orders closing two boarding houses were issued from headquarters this morning. Mrs. Lulu Bell, whose hotel at Fair and Peter Streets was raided last week, resulting in the arrest of half a dozen persons and the telling of a white slave story by Effie Drummond, was ordered to vacate the place and close it up. The Negro joint at 76 Chestnut Street, which was raided by the police Sunday morning, was also ordered closed by Chief Beavers Tuesday. Several white men were arrested when this raid was made, and evidence has been obtained that the place was one of the most vicious in the city.